sing that. It's in our white books. It's number one. Thank you for your worship.
Oh, worship the Lord. from our hearts.
Thank you, Lord, for saving.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, that we can gather together and exalt you. We're so grateful for this salvation that you have provided. Oh, that we enter into daily. Lord, we thank you. And we want to ask that you will manifest yourself in a mighty way among us, oh God. But not only here at camp, but Lord, throughout the churches that gather together in the name of Jesus, that are there to see the King. We pray, Lord, that you'll make your presence known. Pour out your Spirit. Lift hearts, God. Lift up the hands that hang down. Touch those that have a need in their body, we pray. We ask for all of those, Lord, that minister, that they'll feel your anointing and their eyes will be on you and their words will be your words. And we just ask, God, that you'll bless all the body of Christ that have gathered on this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I have some good news for you.
Yay.
Come on, gentlemen, come on in. Don't be shy. Right here, I reserved them for you. There, thank you. That's good. I have some really good news, and I'm a little excited about it. Maybe you can tell. A little worked up, and I'm anxious to share it with you. Are you interested?
Yes.
Because it's important to me, and I know it's going to be important to you. And it is really, really good news. Here it is. And in that day, you will say, what? Oh, Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you, what? Comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, I always thought that was like German, but it's not. It's God's name. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song, and he also has become, do you know it? What? Say it. My salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day you will say, come on, oh guys, come on. I know it's a gloomy day. Yeah, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Now that's good news. And the real good news is that the prophet Isaiah, he just saw this coming, but we live in that day. Somebody get up and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't mean to ask for a pretense, but folks, I'm not reading from the New York Times. You know? This is the Word of God. And you've got to shake yourself and realize and say, wait a minute, no enemy, no adversary is ever going to minimize in my heart the Word of God. We live in the day Isaiah saw. So our response is what? Praise the Lord. You see why we worship? One time a person came to me from the chapel. He doesn't come anymore. But he came to me and he said, every service starts with worship. Can't we just sit silently? And you know, there's a time for that. And I said to him, I said, there's a time for that. But I said, the reason we begin every service with praise is that although we may be going through some things, although our emotions may be teetering and in a tempestuous storm, God's the same. And He's on His throne. And you know, no matter how we feel or what we're going through, we see Him high and lifted up and His train filling the temple. And the only response to that truth is worship, is to say, praise the Lord. So where are you this morning? Now, are you one of those people where the rainy days kind of, you know, rainy days and Mondays always kept me down? Are you there? Is that where you're at? Huh? So like, some of you know the song because you've been, you know, that's what you sang woken up. Or are you able to just say, you know, I have a great salvation. You want to sing about it? There's a great hymn in our hymnal. There are a lot of great hymns. Some of them, but some of them are tremendous, inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's, and can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? Let's sing it. I think it's, you know the number, you can help me out. 201?
60 in the white book.
Oh, 60 in the white book? Now, this song, I remember when the Lord introduced me to this song, and as a young person, I was saved at 10 years old in the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church, found the Lord Jesus Christ at the altar, knew my sins were covered, and even greater, knew that this God who covered my sin could be known. Isn't that wonderful? But I remember singing this for the very first time, and you know, it was a typical open up to number whatever in our hymnals, and okay, we're going to sing this song. But this song was able to lift me away from myself. You know, lift me away and give me a revelation of what Jesus did. And I think that's awesome. I hope the Holy Spirit will do that for you today, wherever you're at, whatever you're going through. Me, I'm on fire today.
You're right behind the fire.
Yeah, sure. No, it feels good. I hope it feels good for you. But it does. Let's stand and let's sing this wonderful hymn. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Take in every word.
Cause His pain.
folks, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Did you just take in what we sang?
Amen.
Huh? Or is it old hat, you know, when we sing this on Sunday? You can't let that happen. You know, either I'm going to bless you by helping you to seek Christ, or I'm going to be the biggest nuisance in this camp. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, who said hallelujah to me? We have a personal relationship, and we understand each other. But you know, you can't just sing these hymns. And I'm not saying anybody, but look at what we just sang. He left his Father's throne above. So free, so infinite, his grace. Emptied himself, and we read that in Philippians, how Christ put aside his reputation, right, for us. It says, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. And this mercy all immense and free, and I love this part, for oh my God, it found out me. Has it found out you? How many here? It's found out. Raise your hand. Would you just... Yeah. Thank God, right? Is it fresh? Is it new? Are you drinking from the wells of salvation today? It found us out. Thank God. You know, we're not perfect. Well, there might be a few here who think that. But we're on the narrow way. But God is doing so much for us. And it's all because of His grace. That's amazing love, isn't it? So I'm going to ask that as we sing this... This song just gets better and better. This fifth verse, that we just sing it with all that's within us, okay? Go ahead and pull out the stops. I'm not the greatest singer, but I'll tell you, nothing's going to stop me from singing the grace of God. So join me. Here we go. The fourth verse.
Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you.
I want you to feel absolutely free to do what the Holy Spirit wants you to do. Perhaps you want to stand and thank God for this great salvation. You know, to declare and decree it. Feel free to do that, or if you have a chorus on your heart, do what God wants you to do. Let's let Him have it His way today. At home, I get interrupted so much, I'm just about ready. They wait, you know, they wait for me to get up to give the word. I have something burning on my heart, and they're a little pokey, but when they get started, it's like, Brother Keith, can I just share something? You don't know how many times I wanted to say no, but I can't. And then that starts a fire, and then somebody else, then I get the Bible out, and Brother Keith, please, could I share something, please? And one after another, now either they're real happy about their salvation, or they're trying to keep me from talking. But you know, think about it. Feel free, okay? Let's give God the glory and praise, shall we? So just do what the Holy Spirit wants you to do.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We worship you, dear Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, dear God. Oh. Oh. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory. Father, for those wells of salvation that we can come with, Lord, and just with joy, because you provided them for us, and we want to be good drinkers of that, good participators in all that you've supplied for us, Lord Jesus, and we need your help even with that. And Lord, we thank you that you'll meet us right where we are, and we just give you praise for your goodness. Thank you for helping the Antiochs, Lord, with the opening of camp and strengthening them. And Lord, we just pray that we lift up their hands that for this throughout this whole season, and the office workers as well, Lord, that you'll strengthen them. And Lord, let your joy be so available to them as we know it is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe the choir has a song.